Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's up, it's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
And I'm Kiyomi Leslie.
And I'm Kaylin, for real, for real.
For real, for real.
What's the deal, for real?
Well, first of all, you guys are both virgins on the show, so welcome.
Oh, yeah.
Why you look so nervous when I said virgins?
I told you that. I was about to say, wow, that's crazy. That's what we're going with.
No, no. Kaylin, for real, thank you so much because Roc Nation sent us some Duce XO, the good stuff.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank
you. Were here. I tried to act like we got it for you, but they sent it.
Oh, okay. No, they trying to set me up even worse.
No, no.
They want me down bad on here. That's crazy.
You're going to be all right. You in good hands. We got you.
All right.
Plus, you don't get nervous. You don't get nervous, right?
Nah, yeah, a little bit. But
no,
not for real.
Yeah, a little bit.
You gotta warm up.
Yeah. Now, Kiyomi, you're used to the cameras being on you.
A little bit. I still get nervous, though. I still get a little fright.
Okay.
Every now and then. But
a little stage fright.
Yeah.
Now, let's introduce you two to each other, because I'm sure you guys ever met before? Are you familiar?
No,
I never met Shorty.
This is my first time.
All right, so.
Nice to meet you.
Look at how polite and nice that was. Yeah. All right, so Kiyomi, we've seen you on television. Mm-hmm. We've seen you on Growing Up Hip Hop. We've seen you on Love and Hip Hop. Yep. And then we know now that you are a musical artist.
Yes, just dropped my first song, Work It.
Work It.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Well, congratulations on that. That's a good feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I was nervous at first because this is my first song. So I'm like, I don't know what to expect. But now that it's here, I'm like, I want to release everything now.
Mm-hmm. Kaylin, you see the white toes. You like that?
Yeah, no, she got it going on.
Oh, hold on. Y'all on Kaylin.
Nah, don't you look nervous, good. I ain't going to hold you.
He's like, I'm going to keep it real.
Yeah.
But so you talk about, because you like white toenail polish. I was saying, like, for some reason, guys will always be like, yo, paint your toes white.
They love it.
Yeah.
Like, what's so amazing about white toenails as opposed to other colors?
It's just clean. Like, for me, I could tell, like, if your feet, I'm going to look at your feet first.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Before I look at anything. Like, I'm not going to really talk to you or get invested if I can't see your feet.
What if she got
Tims on? Is
that
like a slight fetish thing?
Nah, I just, like, I ain't going to never talk to no girl with ugly feet.
Okay.
Never.
But what do you consider ugly feet? Because some girls may think they have pretty feet until you tell them otherwise.
I mean, you just gotta look. Your feet not ugly.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So I know.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, but what if she dances though, or something like that? And then, you know,
yeah, like a ballerina,
like ballet dance,
yeah, or play basketball.
Oh, he's just gonna go our separate ways.
The basketball guys be having a fucked up.
Nah, I mean, some, you feel me? I'm not finna, like, I'm a hypocrite. Like, I ain't finna sit up here and act like I got the prettiest feet in the world. I play football for real.
But, so you understand.
You feel me? Yeah, but nah, but like, I don't want no girl with
that.
That
no sounds
ugly
like
feet.
A double standard.
I'm just
look,
let
he said,
it be.
I'll take that.
Yeah, I'm gonna let it
that's
be.
That's just my
but
preference.
What if she was pretty in all other type of ways?
I'm probably not even gonna get to know all of that because I'm like, be like, I'm gonna go look at her pictures and try to see if she got her feet out. One, if you don't have your feet out, you don't wear sandals or nothing like that on your that's Instagram. I can't giveaway. Even see it. I'm
what if
like,
she don't have Instagram?
We going like far. I don't know.
What if she got? What if the feet are pretty, but she got like an extra toe on her left foot?
I'm
what?
Gonna talk to her.
Oh my god!
But I've never been through that. Like, I mean, I would have to be like talking to her for like a year before that. Before I find that out or something, like we have to be locked in. But like, there's nothing wrong with having an extra toe.
What if she's good in the bedroom? What if she's good in the bedroom?
We're not gonna get there. We're not gonna
but
get there.
But what if you never, like, okay.
In the winter?
You fuck some fans, right?
Yeah.
So what if you just met her and her feet wasn't out and then you get to the room and then in the morning you like,
oh, like on Boomerang.
Yes.
I'm gonna be disgusted with myself.
Like on Boomerang.
Yeah. I'm gonna be mad at myself. I'm gonna be horrible. I'm never talk to her again.
What if the sex was
I've
bomb
always thought
stuck.
My feet
I'm never
were.
Gonna talk to her again.
Okay.
I'm gonna go tell the homies, like, damn, that shit was fire, but her feet was ugly.
I've always thought that my feet weren't like the most beautiful part of my body, but guys love them. They put them in their mouth, they rub them all the time. Guys have a thing about feet. It's really true.
So you suck toes and all that then?
Yeah, I dabble a little bit.
Guys, I like getting my toes sucked.
Look at Kiyomi. Why are you doing it? What are you doing?
Like
she just put her feet up like she wanted her toes sucked.
Your body expressed it. It came out through your toes, literally.
In my mind. That's the thing for me.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't it nice? Mm-hmm.
So what is something that turns us off about men? Like, since he gets turned off by feet, what do we not like that we'll say, like, no, that just can't work if...
Ew, dirty fingernails.
Ew.
That is a thing. Mm-hmm.
Dirty fingernails. Don't touch me with your dirty fingernails.
Broke. No, I don't
but
know.
Broke can change.
You can't
right?
even can, tell if a nigga like, broke. Niggas be faking it so hard nowadays.
You could tell. You could tell.
How can you tell?
How they talk, how they, like, they're, like, me, I'm a people watcher. I'm an observer, so I can tell how people interact with you. Like, if you, the do boy, send me on a run for the water and all of this. Like, nah, mm-hmm. I want the boss.
Okay.
I don't want to do
it. So what kind of conversation do broke guys have?
You know, goddamn.
Like, what's the red flags?
I don't got no gas.
Ooh, the gas is expensive right now, though.
This and this and that. Like, I don't like when you talk about all your problems. Like,
talking about problems.
Financial problems.
I'm going to have to figure it out.
Yeah. Yes.
Right. Inward.
You said I'm going to figure it out.
I'm going to have to figure it out, yeah.
Or if you say something about, like, what you got going on, he say, that's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
I was talking to this guy once, and, you know, we had just met and was talking for a couple of weeks. And something happened to his car, and he called. We just had general conversation, and he was just, like, so pissed off and, like, so mad that whatever had happened to his car and that it was going to cost him a lot of money to fix it, and I stopped talking to him because
yeah,
of that.
Yeah, that was a turn.
Wow.
Yeah, but what if he had it, he just was like annoyed.
He just was mad.
Yeah,
because
I don't be liking to spend money on certain stuff. No, because it was like, I was supposed to be doing such and such and such and such, and now I got to take that money and fix my car.
Ooh.
And yeah. I was just like, okay.
Oh, no.
It was nice.
No,
fix your car.
Yeah, tough.
I wish you well. Damn, I wish you well.
That's crazy.
I feel bad about that, but
I didn't.
I can't think of a situation. I actually dated this guy and he lost his job while I was talking to him, and it was like kind of early on. Like, he ended up getting fired for so I forget what it was, but he was making a lot of money and then he lost his job. But I think it was more that he was like so down about it and like. It was kind of depressing for me, and it was too early for me to have to, like...
Deal with that.
Yeah, it was just too early for that. Like, I need you to be a little more upbeat.
Yeah, because I'm not getting about to come here and kill my energy because you're
I'm not
bad.
Even going to talk to nobody if I don't have no job. Like, I don't have
But he had a job. He lost it.
Listen, if I don't got a job, I'm going to be like, hey, look, I'm finna just go... I got to go handle some shit. Go ahead. Like, I got to go get right. Like,
what about... Do guys care about that when it comes to women? Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if I got some shit going on... And, like, you feel me? I'm not even finna talk to you right now.
But like, what if she doesn't have a job? Like, would that bother you?
I don't even talk to no girl that don't have no job.
Ooh. Yeah. What if she comes for money?
I'm not gonna talk to no girl that don't got no job.
Cause well, like, what do you mean by a job?
Like, if you don't do nothing.
Like, you mean, like,
find
9-to-5 job? Like,
no,
you got
no, 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 no. Like, if you got some way, you have some type of way that you make your money. Listen, like, if you couldn't take care of yourself before I met you, I don't want to talk to you.
Right. Okay. Like you, like, because you like, I feel like I'm an entrepreneur. I don't work for anyone.
But that's a job. Yes, still. You exactly. Still go to your job.
I don't have
you,
a job.
Okay. What about OnlyFans?
This is
that
a job?
Yeah, that's a job. Anything okay. that make money
yeah,
is a job.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes these OnlyFans girls.
Hello. They got a lot of money.
All the best, man.
They got a lot of money.
I don't discriminate on where you make your money at.
I don't know about the, I don't know. I don't have IRS money. I don't know. I don't have any money. Yeah.
As long as you make the money, like, you can't have nothing. Like, you can't have nothing, not nothing not going on when I meet you. Like, I'm okay. not even, like, that's not attractive.
Yeah, no, I agree yeah. with that. If, especially in a woman. I don't think a man should want a woman who can't figure it out.
Right.
You know what I mean? On yeah, her own. It's okay to help out and things, but at least be able to figure it out on your own.
You got to have, like, the basic essentials. Like, yes. You feel me? You got to, like, have your spot.
I mean, unless you're in high school or something.
Well, if a nigga my age talking to a girl in high school, he need to go to jail.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Like, straight up.
Kaylin, have you ever been broke?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Were you honest about it?
Yeah. What? I'm like, oh, no, I can't do that. You ain't gonna fuck with a nigga that do that. If you don't wanna fuck with me, it's cool.
But girls still liked you though.
Yeah, I never really had. It wasn't really being broke for me that was the problem. Like, that ain't never been a problem.
So what was the problem then?
It was me. I usually was the problem. Like, mm-hmm. yeah.
Cheating.
Nah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But nah. Yeah. But not okay. for real though. Not really. Yeah.
You gotta explain this.
You crush it's just a lot. Like,
huh?
You crush a lot.
I'm an Aries.
Me too.
You, March 29th. When your birthday? April 11th.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah, you guys are both Aries.
Oh yeah, I'm scared of you though. You're together. Dangerous.
And you better know it.
You're dangerous.
You might be setting up a little date. A little date situation.
She got everything. You like, yo. She got everything you like.
Link she up. Over there blushing. There's gonna be some pressure. I tell you.
I feel like it. I feel like this might be a lip service first.
Don't get me hot.
What you doing after this?
I just said love connection. I just said love connection was one of my favorites.
What you doing after this? You gonna go? You wanna go eat?
No, y'all. Oh, shit now. This has never happened before in right. service.
No,
you can't.
Until after the
that.
Show.
Right.
Well, I can't.
But you believe, all right, Kiyomi, you believe in open relationships?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes, so what do you think about open relationships,
what's
Kaylin?
Open?
What's open?
That shit
y'all,
open.
Y'all dating, but honest, y'all are like, openly dating other people. But y'all
oh,
are
yeah. Like, if that's what we doing, like, mm-hmm. you feel me? I feel like it got to just be understood from the jump. Like, as long as it's understood what's going on from the jump, I don't feel like it's no pressure.
So you don't mind if you're with a girl, but she's with other people?
I mean, I'm not finna call her my girlfriend if she's
right.
fucking
no, she's your
nigga.
Girlfriend.
Nah, hell no.
You guys are in a relationship, but you openly see other people.
No, I'm not with all that. I'm selfish.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't yeah. even be with a guy who would allow me to be with other men. I'm offended. Just
what about
I ask
women?
you do you,
yeah,
you
what
think
about
I should
women?
Fuck with other guys?
If I can't fuck
and
both
they say
of y'all,
yes,
yeah,
I'm
no.
totally offended.
I was in an open relationship for yeah. 2.5
like
years.
It.
He was cool with it?
Yeah. He would like want me to tell him about sex I had and guys and he yeah. wanted to know like details.
Y'all not
like,
together
how
no
big
more?
Is his dick?
No.
Y'all
no.
not together no more?
That was, Years away. Yeah,
that's why y'all not together no more.
No, I broke up with him because he got another woman pregnant and lied to me about it.
Whoa.
Instead
Whoa.
Of just being 100. Like, clearly, I know you're fucking somebody else.
Right, he
so
should have said, we're having a baby.
Pregnant. Yeah,
me, you
so
and her.
I wasn't having no baby, and he knew that I wasn't trying to get pregnant. So if this is what you want another child, and you know, go right ahead. But it was the fact that he lied to me about it that I couldn't. We broke up. I broke up with him because mm-hmm. of that.
Yeah.
So you would be okay if you were with a girl, but she was dating other women, just not other men?
Only if you
I mean,
could fuck her
if
too.
I could fuck both of them. Like, if I could fuck with both of them.
What if you could only watch, but...
Hell no, what the fuck that's like?
You watch porn, right?
Yeah, but
it's
I'm
like
not...
porn in front of you.
No. I wouldn't
porn.
Watch porn if it was
I
in front of me. I wouldn't have to.
You watch
porn
them
is a
and
go-to.
Fuck your girl. Look at me pointing at Kiyomi. You watch them and fuck your girl.
Nah, that's no. lame. Like, if she fucking somebody else, like a woman, yeah, I'm mm-hmm. fucking her too. Like, for sure.
So you wouldn't be okay with it if you couldn't fuck the other person?
Yeah, hell no. It's like she got a whole other girlfriend. Because, like, just because, like, she a female don't mean she not trying to be on some, like, hating shit. Like, you mm-hmm. feel me? It don't mean.
That's still
like,
a person.
Yeah, she's still mm-hmm. a person on God. She could mm-hmm. be like, oh, so leave that nigga alone. I'm
come
thinking everything on God. You feel me?
Me?
I'm thinking everything all good. You know? So, now I got to be, like, hitting both of y'all.
Now, Kiyomi, you used to date women mm-hmm. solely. So... Now what's the situation?
I like men. I prefer men. Like women, I'm too aggressive. Like I end up being the bad guy when it comes to women. So
she would have been like, "Yeah, get her up out of here." You know what I mean?
Who me?
Yeah, you would have got me up out the way if y'all situation.
No, I like a strong, dominant man. Like I like being submissive to the right guy. But when it comes to women, they can be a little too soft for me, and I can be the aggressive one. So I just like, I'm like, I like him though. Where he at, like bring him through. But that's just me, that's my attitude.
You like aggressive women?
Low key.
Mm-hmm. So there's a yes.
Yeah.
have you ever been tied up?
He know me. I'm have you ever been tied up? What that mean?
Clearly. Like have you ever had a girl like tie you up,
like tie your hands?
What about blindfold you?
No.
What about choke you?
Yeah, I'll be getting choked. I'll be choking.
You like it. You like it on. You like cool. To be choked.
No, I mean, it's not like if she choked me, I'm gonna be like, all right, for sure.
What about smack?
I'm not finna let nobody slap me. I'm not finna let nobody slap me.
Yeah. Some people like it.
The choking is good during orgasm. It intensifies it.
Yeah. Nah, but that's it's good that you open to that. A lot of guys are scared.
Yeah, a lot of guys. Choked?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it ain't like oh yeah, choke me. Like it just be like, oh damn, she finna choke me.
Yeah, that's weird.
If she start choking me, I'm gonna just be like, all right, for sure. I might spit in her mouth or something.
While she's choking you, spit in her mouth.
Yeah, then choke her too.
You said you like what?
She likes that.
You like that?
I like spit in the mouth thing. But not with everybody, but like your partner.
Yeah, you gotta be special.
Person.
I ain't gonna just spit in your mouth.
You guys are very compatible.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So far from what we're seeing here. I'm just saying, don't you feel
we have the same sign. We're the same sign, so I feel like that's why
Do you guys like dating your same sign? You like dating Aries?
I've only dated a girl that was an Aries.
Yeah, I've never dated an Aries.
Okay.
Yeah.
What sign do you find yourself compatible with?
Pisces,
normally?
Sagittarius.
Mm-hmm. Of course, you're compatible. Sagittarius.
He's compatible to pretty feet.
we're pretty amazing.
Feet. Nah, the feet ain't it. Like you gotta be cool. But the feet is just what I'm looking at first. Okay. That's off the rip.
That's your entryway.
If your feet
cool, you can come on in.
Now you got your for real chain on. Now let's say you're dating a young lady, and she's like, "Oh, let me wear your chain." Right? Mm-hmm. She's taking pictures in your chain. And then she's like, "You mind if I wear it out? Like when I go out tonight with my girls? Is that okay?"
If she like my girl, yeah, she could take it. I ain't tripping.
Okay, would you ask for it back? Like what if she never offers it back?
What?
Or she just keep wearing it.
That's my chain.
Right. So how do you ask for it back? Because you know people
where my chain at? You say where my
you went out.
The hell
baby.
You doing my chain? Where my chain go? Yeah, bring my chain back. What the fuck is you doing?
She's like, "No, baby, I wanna wear it. I can't wear your chain."
If she wanna wear it like a couple days or something like that, if I ain't wearing it, like I ain't tripping, I got another chain, but like when I'm like finna wear my chain, I'll be like, "Hey, where my chain at? I'm gonna put my chain on." Like,
what if she like, "Yo, get another one"?
I'm gonna get another hair.
Get her a chain.
Yeah, get her a chain.
I mean, yeah. Like,
why your leg shaking?
I'm drunk.
No, I'm kidding.
You about to tip that cup over.
No, it ain't nothing in here. It ain't
let me fill it up for you.
Oh, Lord.
But look, so now I notice in your music, you talk a lot about, you know, buying stuff for women.
Yeah.
So what's the most expensive thing you ever bought a girl?
If you haven't, that's okay too.
Nah, I mean, I be getting jewelry and shit. I didn't got a girl like a bracelet and shit like that, necklaces and shit. Mm-hmm. But it's just like, I didn't probably trick more like in a strip club than bought you something. Bought a girl something.
Okay. We like the strip club.
Nah, I like the strip club too. But shit, probably like a bracelet or some boots or something like that. Like, you feel me? I'm not really like, I ain't never really dealt with no girl like that be liking shit like that. Like, I've only dealt with girls that really don't be tripping.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I was like a square like at first. Like I had like a girlfriend for a long time when I was young.
When you were in college.
So that makes you a square?
Nah, but I just was on some square shit. Like, you feel me? Like,
what is square shit?
Just like regular, I just regular. Was regular. Yeah, it just was cool.
Was
like it ain't even square. It just
square
was like
shit.
It just was regular. Like I was just chilling. We was just in a relationship.
Bracket, remember?
Huh?
You stayed within your tax bracket. You was just chilling.
Nah, like, I ain't gonna lie. I'm not gonna act like I ain't never shot for no girl. Like, that was fine. You feel me? I ain't never had no problem getting no money. That ain't never been a problem. But it just was like, you feel me? I ain't never really felt like I had no girl that I would do that for. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you gotta make me feel like I wanna do that. I'm not finna just do that shit off the rip. Oh,
but you was with somebody in a long-term relationship. You didn't feel like...
Yeah, but we did, like, shit that she liked to do. She just wasn't, like... she didn't like shit like that. Like, I'd be like, you want this? No.
What if she asked you to buy her some new titties?
Some new titties?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She want to get her breast done.
Like, what titties? Like, 5,000?
Depending, there 5 to 15,000.
Yeah, depending on where you go.
If I had it, then I'd do it.
How did you know that number off the top of your head?
Cause, ooh,
look, he I didn't
bust some titties before. Like, I know for sure. I didn't bust some titties in the strip club. Like, I be going up, but like, I didn't see a bitch come back with some new titties. I'm like, hey,
that's
my money. Like, me and the homies, we didn't contribute to that one. I appreciate
you. So plastic surgery is the go for you.
I don't have no problem with it.
Okay.
I don't have no problem with it. Like, you feel me? If you want that big butt, like, it just got to be good. Like, you don't come back with no bullshit, you know?
And now, look, we were talking about this before you got here about butt shots, because we were watching Nicki Minaj's interview where she was on with Joe Budden talking about how, you know, when she first signed, she got her ass shots because Wayne was bringing the big booty girls in the studio and she felt away. So, who here has had stuff done? Okay. Steffi's like, not me.
Yeah, right.
Yes, me. No. What motivated you? Because I haven't done anything, but and we'll talk about that in a second. But what motivated you, Gigi, to be like, okay, I gotta.
I was a stripper, and I was like 110 pounds and an A cup, and I had just moved to Atlanta. Well, before I moved to Atlanta, I was dancing in Philly. I wanted to get my breast done, and I actually had a sugar daddy give me the money to get my breast done, but I didn't have a car, so I used that money for a down payment on the car instead because I felt like I can't come back with new titties in the cab.
Right.
You're
you know
smart.
What I'm saying?
You're
that's
smart.
Practical.
Yeah, so I went and I got a car, and I told him, like, this is what I did with that money when I get the money up again to, you know, maybe I can save all this cab money and,
see,
so when I moved to Atlanta, I started dancing at Magic City, and everybody had big butts, and a couple girls had titties.
I feel like I watched your video on YouTube.
That was
your
me.
Going away party or something like that. Okay,
I was there.
Angela was there. Yep. So, honestly, when I first, was talking about, thank you. When I first was talking about getting it done, I had mentioned it to Lil Magic, one of the managers, and he's like, why would you get titties? Go get your butt done. He's like, get that ass done instead. And I'm like, no. Like, I never wanted to do that. You know what I'm saying? I was scared of the whole butt shot thing because it's like dumb, illegal, bootleg. And I was just like so scared. And I went and got my titties done. And I came back thinking that it was going to make a huge impact with my money and make a difference and all of that. And nobody cared. So I went and got my butt done, right?
You
so I started getting my,
cheetah.
I started getting, they didn't hire me because I had too many tattoos.
Ooh.
I started getting my, I'm tatted all over. So I started getting my butt done little by little. And
ass
I gained
shots.
Weight. Excuse me. I started getting my ass shots, okay? In the world, they called it plumped. So I started getting plumped and pumped. And then I gained a little bit of weight and it started looking real natural. And then, you know, my body came into, you know, what it is. And the money.
Lit.
So the ass meant more than...
The ass definitely meant more than the titties.
Were there ever any issues with ass shots? Like, did you ever have
so
any problems?
So my only... what complications or... What is the other word? Side effects would be way back when I first got them done, I made the mistake of going to the tanning bed like a couple of days later because I tried to tan away the needle marks and it made my butt turn purple. So I had like really dark... like blue, like undertones under my skin for like a year or so.
Damn, for a whole year.
Yeah, it looked like somebody smacked my ass and it just never, like the redness like never went away. It was like almost like a bruise and it lasted for a long time. The only other side effect is if I bump into a sharp object, the table or a doorknob or something, it fucking hurts for a long time. Like it feel like I got stabbed.
Even now?
Yeah, to this day. Or if a guy smacks my ass too hard, it stings really, it's like really sensitive. Mm-hmm. But other than that, no issues.
I don't have that side effect with the butt shots.
You didn't?
Nah, the only side effects I have is if I'm like laying or like if sitting somewhere
that
for
too.
Too long, you can like feel it.
That's
it. You know what
that
I mean?
I
like you gotta get up and adjust.
Yeah, I can't sit on a hard surface for too long. It starts to feel like a numbness or like a little bit of soreness, and then I have to like shift. Yeah,
but I could get spanked and grabbed and all of that, and I didn't get no discoloration.
I can get spanked, but it's not really, really hard. This thing.
Kaylin's like, this is a lot.
I'm just listening. He's like, just listening.
So stop smacking them asses so hard, okay?
I'm not like, I'm a lover. Like,
some of them are sensitive.
I ain't gonna slap
some
the
of
shit
them are. I got some
like,
mommy titties because, you know, I had a baby and they were.
Congratulations on that, by the way.
Yes.
We saw you have a son.
Yes.
That's when my plastic surgery journey started after having a baby.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a long story. Are you ready for this?
Come on.
We ready.
We're listening.
All right. So
this is educational, Kaylin. Okay?
I'm listening.
So
I'm taking notes.
I've always wanted to get my boobs done. I just never had the opportunity. And I had a nice athletic body before all the surgery. I was always shaped nice. I always had a nice shaped stomach. And my boobs were little, but I used to be able to wear like nice little tops. So I took advantage of them. But after I had my son, all right, while I was pregnant, my son's father was obsessed with this booty model. He was obsessed with Vita Guerra. You guys know who that is? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was obsessed with her. And I was like, what? Like, I take better.
That can do some damage.
I can look
pregnant.
Better than her. I was like, I look better than this. Like, no, watch when I give birth. I'm going to become a booty model.
Indeed. Lo and behold.
So I started taking pictures and I just felt really frail. And like you said, you know, after you have a baby, your body's never the same. Mm-hmm. Your body goes through a lot after you have a baby.
Especially
so my son's father noticed that I was always walking around like this. When I was naked. You mm-hmm. know, we would be fucking and I'm there like,
keep your shirt on.
Yeah, exactly, with the bra. So he was like, you know what, babe? I think it's time. I'm going to give you the money so you could get your breast done when my son was young, when my son was small. And then I got my breast done. But the breast, after when you get your breast done, you spread out a little bit. Like, you'll gain a little weight. And I just didn't like the way my shape was. So he was like, all right, then we did the Brazilian butt lift. He was like, all right, if you're going to get a lipo, we might as well use the fat, might not throw away the fat. So
the
it was
BBL,
my
they
son's
say,
father.
Is the riskiest surgery, right? Plastic surgery you can get.
I think, well, probably the riskiest legal one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah,
legally.
Yeah, probably because the butt shots is definitely more risky than the BBL. Mm-hmm. But, like, it was his idea to get the...
They told me breast job was more... Well, like, serious, because you could lose a nipple.
Yeah, but listen, when you have to sit on your butt and put all that pressure on it, I would think that's, you know.
When I got my BBL, I didn't sit down. I didn't sit down for 6 weeks on my ass. My knees were swollen from always, from trying to save the fat from not dying.
Real, get y'all work doing that.
My first surgery, I did in Dominican Republic. The second one, I did in Miami. Mm-hmm. The third one, I did in New York, and then butt shots in New York.
I did my first breast surgery in Philly. I did my second one in Atlanta. I got my butt shots in both places, Philly and Atlanta. And I did some lipo here in New York.
Miami. Mm-hmm.
Everything in Miami. Mm-hmm. So what did you get done? Just your breasts?
Yes.
Okay.
Y'all had to fly home like the opposite way?
When I did.
Like that video?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, remember that video?
I did my Brazilian butt lift with Dr. Miami before he was real famous. So when I came, it was funny because I was on the plane and I'm like all stitched up in a girdle and I'm there like a rabbit on my knees and everybody's
plane,
like, ma'am, you gotta sit down.
A girl I used to talk to, she had got her body done. Like, she came home like that.
Yeah, so they're like, you gotta sit down. And I'm like, oh no, I just got back surgery. This is the only
way. They knew what happened.
It wasn't a thing at that time. Yeah. So they were like, oh my God. So everybody was like really catering towards me during the whole flight. And I'm there like, thank you guys. Thank you so much.
Like a little rabbit.
Oh, my back, my neck and my back.
Yeah, well,
lying my ass off, you know, it's just the ass.
You gotta save the fat, right, when you get a BBL, because it might die because it doesn't attach and that whole thing.
But you save the fat where you put it.
Like, no, save it like by sitting, by not sitting.
Oh,
I thought you meant save it somewhere.
No,
it has to like, it has to like set in or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. I was always on my stomach, on my knees.
With butt shots, it's all instant.
Yeah, that's the thing.
It works immediately.
Like,
it's instant. You don't have to not sit on it.
After like 5 years, the Brazilian expired. Like,
oh, yeah.
And I then lost she got weight and the ass was gone. Like, I was back to my natural ass. Mm-hmm. So I got the butt shots. And I have to say, like, I know they're illegal and I'm not going to recommend anyone to do anything
illegal. So don't ask for the number.
But
it's better.
But it's my favorite out of everything I've done. It's my favorite
surgery.
But if you
want that butt.
Yeah, you got to get the butt shots and y'all don't know, but everybody got them. Mm-hmm. Everybody got them. Everybody whose ass lasts for years, they lying. They got shots. It's shots.
Kaylin, so how do you feel about women getting it? Like, it's fine because you said you've dated women that have had those things.
Yeah, just as long as it looks good, feel good, it feels soft. Mm-hmm. I'm cool. I just don't want no hard buff. Like, I'd have been in the strip club. I went to where I was at, Allure. Mm-hmm. And this girl had her ass done, but it sounded like she had two bricks in her booty.
Damn.
And like she was like,
he naming the clapping. Club and everything. She was like,
she was
that
clapping
was
to that motherfucker. Sound like click, 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 click. I was like, What like, the wait, fuck? Wow. Get out of here. I'm going to hurt my hand.
Yeah, like, and what, if, like, what if she sat on your face with that?
Listen, I would.
She not even going to get to the face with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like, what? I'm listening. I ain't going to lie. Like, me, like, I'm bougie. I ain't bougie, but, like, I know. I like to pick them. I ain't just finna just do whatever. Yeah.
You never made a mistake and thought you had a good pick?
Oh, gang of mistakes, gang of mistakes, gang of mistakes. But that's why I'm getting better with picking.
Like, yeah. Tell me what's a mistake. What happened?
You know what a mistake is.
Like, you woke up or you brought her back and she looked different when she took all her clothes off?
I ain't gonna lie, I didn't got finesse on the ground. Like, she looked good on the ground, came over. I'm like, getting to her. I'm like, damn. Like,
oh, catfish.
It's a little wider than it was looking on the light. Like, the little body part just might have been a little wider than it was looking on Instagram. Like,
your little frame.
Did you say something? Did you say something?
No, I didn't say nothing there, but like I told one of her homegirls.
You eventually said something.
Yeah, like she asked me, like, wow, like,
oh. Because y'all need to start telling these girls.
Yeah. Nah, Stephanie, listen, my boo got something no in his eye right there.
Like, I ain't finna be like, hey, you fat.
Oh, you got a little something in your eye.
Yeah, I don't want to go
right there. Exactly. I
got it. That was on your face.
Yeah, now I see it.
It's on my face.
Yeah,
all right, you got it.
It's gone.
It's gone.
Yeah.
He had his
y'all
scully
just
on.
Letting me that was good. Like that.
That was good.
I can't see it from my angle.
Yeah, I mean, he was looking at me. He was looking at me.
She's just helping.
She
out.
Did notice.
I was
she
noticing.
My boo got something on
she
his
was
face.
Like, I can't sit on his face if he gonna have stuff in his eye.
No, it's okay. I'm washing my face my before.
Wait, Kiyomi, you're not in. Are you in a relationship now?
I don't care.
I love.
That's not a.
She's a lover, gang. That means she love like five people, and she really love all of them differently.
No, that's not what that means. That means I love love. I love being loved. I love being in a relationship. I love being held. I love being a woman. I love.
You an Aries, gang.
Yeah, you love love, don't you?
Yeah, no, for real.
You like the affectionate stuff. We hard on the outside.
We gotta cuddle. Yeah,
yeah.
I gotta feel loved.
Yeah. Oh, look at y'all.
You guys are cute. So cute. Mm-hmm.
I see a little open relationship about to pop off.
Not
right
here. Not that.
Whenever you're in LA, we go get some
meat.
They
can have a little polyamory happening. She can have a, y'all can have a girl.
Like,
y'all can be together and have a girlfriend.
So you're not with your...
baby daddy?
Yeah.
That's forever.
Okay.
We're going to be forever. We're going to rock forever. That's my baby daddy. That's my first, like, that's my love. Like, he gave me something that I've wanted forever. So I'm always rock with him. And even if we separate or, like, whatever, we go our different ways or we don't like anybody or
that
he.
That loyalty not going to change.
Yeah, it's my loyalty is to him forever. And whoever is with me, they would have to understand that. Like,
so let's just say you got with somebody else. You was in love. You think that he could still get with you? Like, he could still hit it whenever he felt like it?
If we it would be a choice. It would be a choice for me. Like,
you gonna get that thing up, boy? He gonna be hurt. Whoever that nigga is,
right?
Whoever
for sure.
The other
sure.
Nigga.
Until I'm seriously.
No, he playing the NFL too. So
he ain't gonna be hurt. That don't.
He used to play football in college.
Yeah. It'd be like that.
Yeah. You have any kids?
No, I don't have no kids.
That's good.
You sure?
I'm positive.
Why is it that women with kids be like, I don't like a man without kids.
Okay.
Because kids come with baby mamas.
Right.
Clearly.
I want kids.
Right.
Yeah, she just want to make sure there's no roadblocks here. We're trying to set a situation.
No, there ain't no pressure. I got some crazy exes, but I don't got no kids.
What do you mean by crazy exes?
Nah, baby mamas is out the picture. Like, if you got a baby mama, like, if I'm your baby mama, like, look, think about me. A girl would be like, I don't even want to deal with him. He got her as a baby mama. Like,
listen,
that's
I ain't
how
gonna
females
lie.
Think.
The type of nigga I am, they not like they'll go to war about this shit.
Oh, yeah, you think you that good?
Yeah.
So, what's the craziest thing a woman has ever done to you? Like after you cut her off?
Shit.
Tread lightly. I'm listening.
No, I ain't joking.
I'm just joking.
Don't worry. I mean, like they pop up and stuff. Like,
okay.
I done had some like shit at my door. Like, for sure.
Shit
at your
not
door?
Not shit. Like
oh, I was like, damn, that's nasty.
Yeah, like, I done had Shorty, like, be at the door, like, knocking, banging on the door in the middle of the night.
Was you with another
girl? And the girl is there?
Yes. Yeah.
How would that work?
He thought about lying for a second. Let me tell you how he lies. First he says no, then he says yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
he tell the truth.
He be like, no.
I be telling you. Yeah. Hey, Aries going to tell the truth.
Like right away, you do it you right away.
I ain't got time to be no liar.
But you lie for like half a second.
It just be like I just ain't gonna say
it
nothing.
It sound good.
Yeah, like nah, it was somebody there, but like I just told her like
Lisa. You went to the door and told her?
No. I told the girl that was there, like, hey, look, my ex outside, she crazy. She probably do something to you, though. Like, just, I'm going to go outside.
What would you do if you were at a guy's house
and
his ex came? So what did you do?
Man. I had traveled by that dick. Like, traveled far, like maybe 2 hours.
Traveled about that dick.
It was like 2 hours away. And, man, I think we had finished having sex or whatever. And all of a sudden, like maybe like 30 minutes later, boom, boom, boom. And I hear like screaming. This is in college days. So it was like a shared living with him and his frat boys. And I'm like, what is this? I'm thinking it's
you like Kappas, huh?
Yeah, he was a Kappa.
Damn, how'd you know that?
He knows the vibe. And so, so like the girl came in. She's like banging on his bedroom door. He went to open the door and now she's banging on the bedroom door. And I'm in the room like looking for something like, what can I get? Like, there's nothing here. So I'm like, I'm going to seem pussy if I don't open the door. So I open the door and I'm like, what's up? And she's like, what are you doing in my man's room? And I'm like, first of all, let's calm down because I didn't know he was your man. He told me to come, so check him.
Right.
And like, she was like, at that point, the energy shifted. She was just like,
you have a point.
What can I, right. She didn't have anything to say. I was nervous. I was shaking like my body was in fight or flight. But it just worked out because she went back to him and was like, what is she doing in the room? And I'm like, now I'm mad. I done messed up everything in this dude's room.
Like, he done put you in a really bad position, too.
Right. Mm-hmm. And now I drove all the way down here, and then he came back to the room. He was like, he's probably going to watch this and be like, dang, she talking about me. But anyway, he had, like, bottles, like, of the alcohol, you know, like, that was a thing back in the day.
The empty bottles.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I broke
all
of
that was a Kappa thing?
I guess, yeah. Like, he had all of the Hennessy and whatever bottles right there. So I broke all of the bottles over his bed. I'm like, if they have sex, they gonna be on glass tonight.
Damn.
And I left.
How was that?
I pulled up once and she tried to jump out the window.
I'm not jumping. I'm coming in the same door.
How did you pull up, though? You're not telling the whole
story. Gigi, what did you do?
ain't nobody just jumping out the window.
Right.
And it sounds hard, too. Atlanta.
Well, no, this happened in Philly. I'm from Philly.
Oh, yeah. 42nd
I've been in Atlanta
floor.
For a long time, but I'm from Philly. So this happened way back in Philly. But I was dealing with this guy. Matter of fact, it was the same guy that, remember, I was fucking his sister? It's that guy. So he was at the sister house. And he had this girl that was worked at the same club I did. And I just had a feeling like that he was fucking with the girl. And she didn't come to work. I'm at work. She ain't come to work. And he was at the house playing a game. All right. So I pull up over there. And the nephew let me in. My homegirl's son let me in. I go upstairs and open the room door. And he's sitting in a rocking chair getting his dick sucked. And I went
in a rocking chair. Who still has a rocking chair?
It was a rocking chair. Cause my homegirl had a baby, so it was like a rocking, you know.
So whatever. He rocking.
So he getting his dick sucked, rocking, getting his dick sucked.
I'm sorry, but this visual of a guy getting his dick sucked in a rocking chair.
It was like one of those glider ones.
So he was rocking on it?
He was getting his dick sucked. And I fucking grabbed that bitch up off of him, and he jumped up and pulled his pants up and tried to break it up. And while me and him tussling, this bitch runs to the other room and tried to jump out the window. Like, she literally was climbing out the window.
Why do you want to fight another woman?
Because if she tried to get out the door, she would have had to come past me, and I was about to be her. Because, bitch, you know. That's why I'm going to fight her.
Oh, she knew. Okay.
We worked at the same club together. She knew that was my
Okay, so she
I don't care if I'm fucking his sister or not. He mine, bitch.
I had no crazy shit going on like that. That's crazy.
So, listen, you never had nobody walking on you while you were fucking?
She never came back to the club.
I would not. Shit, if you coming in like that, I don't even want to work here no more. She gonna fight me.
Exactly.
Is it hard for you to go to women's houses to fuck? Cause you never know what kind of situation they have going on.
I ain't gonna lie. I just went to a girl house, and before I even got in there, more recently though, I went to a girl house to go. We was finna go fuck, but before I even got like
comfortable, took your shoes off.
Dang, before I even got in the house, her nigga had swooped up.
Whoa.
God.
So we was just standing there looking at each other. He like, where y'all going? And then she start walking towards the nigga, and she like, I told you about this. And then
damn.
I was like, oh shit, this shit finna be crazy. I'm finna have to shoot this nigga like over nothing. Like, I ain't even hit. Like, this damn. He ain't even know what's going on. Like, but bro was, I ain't gonna lie, like the buddy was really like a cool dude. I ain't even gonna hold bro.
He was a cool dude.
What happened after that?
He's like, I ain't mean to fuck like, your bitch, homie. My nah, bad.
He didn't even hit. Bro, just, I ain't even had.
He was like, yo, I love your music, man.
Nah, he wasn't none of that. I ain't gonna lie. Bro was like, he just was like, bro, let me talk to my girl, bro.
Aww.
Like I'm finna talk to my girl. Like, he was like mad.
Dude's
that I was
being
there.
Loved,
you feel
though.
Me? But he was just
loved.
Like, bro, I'm finna talk to my girl. Like, bro, you gotta go. Sure. You gotta get up out of here. Like, let me talk to my girl. I'm like, he like, what y'all doing? Like, what the fuck? I'm like, hey, bro, you can talk to her. You ain't got nothing to say to me. I was supposed to be. You just seen her got called me. Come
right.
Here.
Wow.
Like, you feel me? But nah, it wasn't even no pressure. Like,
if you were him, what would you have done?
Oh, nah, I got him. I would have been hurt.
But yeah. See, but that's
why though. Like, it's up to hurt, her. Man. She owes you that loyalty.
Listen, he a better nigga than me. No, I ain't gonna hold
you. But why? Like, answer. Like, because
it ain't the other guy's fault. Like, we just
said. Yeah, it ain't his fault. But like, listen, is that like, if that's my bitch, like, if I'm gonna be like, if that's gonna be my girlfriend, like, I'm gonna go to hell and back over that shit.
But it's up to her to keep that loyalty. Like I said, like, if I'm loyal to my baby daddy, like, I'm not going to put him in a position to where he
everybody
has to do
like that.
That
gang.
Everybody in the Aries.
So yeah. You going to go to jail behind, and then she going to be out doing
nah,
the same thing?
I'm not going to, listen, I'm going to make sure it get done right.
Okay.
But like, nigga not finna just like, me in that situation, like, vice versa, like that same day, I probably wouldn't have handled it like he handled it, just knowing myself.
Right, that was,
you know?
Cool.
He was, my bro was.
But you kind of, do you look at him as like a little pussy for, kind of, a little bit pussy for that?
Hell
like,
no, he a real Because
he stayed with her.
One,
right?
Real nigga like, nah. I don't know what their situation
is. Did you talk to her again after that?
I don't talk to her no more.
Okay.
But I don't know what their situation is. But at the end of the day, like, I respect the nigga for just not being on no lame ass shit because right. It really wasn't my position. Like, me, I'm just saying, like, I'm emotional. I probably would have been on some lame ass shit.
You passionate.
But you feel me? Because, like, I love different. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? So I would have been more mad at the female, you feel me?
Right.
But he ain't approached me like no hoe ass nigga or wasn't on no bitch ass shit. So,
he knew it wasn't your fault.
You feel me? I respect, bro. I respect that nigga for that.
He
like,
knew
100%.
What type of girl he was dating.
Right. That's
nah, but that wasn't his girlfriend. You feel me? They was on some shit, like in between some shit. Like they had some shit going on, they was working on it. I just so happened to be a nigga she was talking to.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, like,
so you have no problem being a side guy?
I don't even think I was a side nigga, but
but
like,
I'm just asking you. Like,
it was because
I believe in karma. Like, I ain't gonna be trying to fuck these bitches like that. But like, sometimes I really don't give a fuck. Like,
yeah, because you just told Kiyomi we asked if she had a man, you said you didn't care.
Yeah, I'm at the point right now. I don't care
today. Right,
that's just
moment.
What I'm on right now. Like, Kiyomi. I don't care right now. Yeah,
you don't care about that.
I'm putting that type of energy out because I don't really give a fuck what type of energy I'm getting back right now. Yeah. So you feel me? Like when you in LA.
Look at her. She's so embarrassed. She want to say it, but she don't want to
no,
say it.
No.
Go get some lunch or something. We can be friends.
I am not in L.A. recently.
Whenever you in L.A. L.A. big, gang.
Mm-hmm. Ask her where she live.
Where you stay?
Atlanta.
You stay in Atlanta? Mm-hmm. I got a spot out there, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm. Who you live with?
You live with your baby daddy?
My child.
And that's
we can
it?
Go to Copper Cove or something, get some catfish. Get some,
ooh, y'all, some is chops. It hot in here or is it just me?
I think it's you think feeling it's hot. You.
Yeah, the it's
you want some water?
So anyway, about those Falcons.
Oh, they a good team. Yeah, I got homies
shit.
That play
we
for
we know
them.
You like the Falcons.
Go Braves. They won the championship.
Go Braves. That was a good thing.
Yeah. Now, let me ask y'all this. Gigi, you don't wear underwear, right?
What are those?
What's at that? All, ever.
Oh, period panties. That's about it. Oh, if I have on a really short skirt or dress, then I'll wear a G-string just to cover up my vagina, but no.
Do you wear underwear, Kiyomi?
I wear panties.
All the time?
Not all the time, but yeah. Most of the time.
What about you, Steph?
I wear panties every single day.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of wear, I have like a thing. I'm like a guy. I get like a whole bunch of the same ones. Like when I find a pair that I like right now, I like Skims. They got these boxers. I have them. They're white boxers and I wear them every day.
The same ones?
No, have like 17, 20 pair.
I'm like,
I got different
phone.
Colors. Exactly. You know which ones I'm talking about, G. I probably got a picture on Instagram right now.
Now, do guys boxers. Ever go without underwear? Do you ever not wear underwear?
I mean, it depends on like. I'm gonna be all the way real.
Keep it all the way real.
Like, you feel me? I might. just get up real quick, go get some breakfast. I just throw my sweats on. You feel me?
That's the only time I don't wear underwear. It's not quick.
Just run, go. But I'm not.
Does it feel weird to not have underwear the whole day? Because I'm not going to wear no drawers at home.
You feel me? That drawers is too much. That might slow the little momentum down. I'll just be have to take to keep them off. Like,
can you go the whole day out and about?
I'm like, what's that?
Without no underwear on?
Me either. I couldn't.
I don't like
that's like nasty.
You said it's nasty.
Yeah, that's dirty. Like, I don't feel like a nigga should do that.
You wear boxer briefs or you wear like loose underwear?
I wear Ethicas. I ain't going to hold you. Like, I got like 120 pairs
of these. Me too. I have like 100 pairs of Ethicas.
Like, I just be wearing these.
Because I like wearing the boxers. They comfortable, right?
No, everything.
And like you said, I feel like it catches your sweat. Like you don't sweat when you have on a nice underwear.
And your box naturally gets wet like throughout the day. Like it'll get wet.
Like naturally.
Natural, yeah. So I don't want that rubbing against me or like whatever I have on or in whatever. So I wear panties.
I used to be the person who never wore panties, and then I got into a relationship with a guy and he explained that to me. He was like, you be sweating, like you a woman, you need to wear panties. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay. I felt bad about it, but he taught me something. So now I wear panties. I can't go without panties.
Shout out to panties.
Shout out to him. I appreciate it. He wasn't telling me to be rude, but he was just like, and he was like, babe, I'll buy them for you. Like, I'll buy you the right ones. So I was like, oh, okay.
I was just asking that because I'd be wondering. I've always heard about like bat wings.
What's bat?
What?
When they guys, balls stick to when they balls be stuck to their thighs.
Oh, oh yeah.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it be like that.
What?
It be like that.
Angela always got to hurt my man.
Where you come up with that term from?
That's a real term. I didn't make it up.
I ain't never heard that ever in my life.
I heard it before. That's why I left like that.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't know what that is.
I used to work in the strip club and like the guys used to say like, well, I used to work in Cheetah to be exact.
Oh, and they purposely didn't wear underwear?
No, they again for the men. Right. Okay. And the lobster. But anyway,
got a good lobster tail in there. I ain't gonna hold you.
But yeah, the guys used to say like, I like for you to wear underwear because I want to fantasize about what type of underwear you're wearing. So I make it a thing like to wear like lace panties.
What do
you prefer? You like for your girl to wear underwear or no underwear?
I'm gonna take them off anyway.
Like, so it don't matter to you.
Yeah, like it's just how you came. You ain't wearing no drawers. I'm gonna say,
but see, then guys sometimes they get offended, like, oh, she'll post something sexy online. But just like you just said, like, I'm taking it off anyway. We want you to notice it.
Right.
I ain't insecure though.
Like, okay.
If you gonna post something online, you gonna post that shit. Like, if that's what you're doing, don't start. As long as you're not being like spiteful.
Mm-hmm. Like y'all gotta fight and now.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
now you wanna do that shit. Now I'm cool. Like, you feel me? If you gonna do that shit, like, if that's what you do, like if I started talking to you like that, then you feel me? That's just you. I accepted that when I started fucking with you.
You like lingerie? Like when girls wear lingerie in the bed and all of that? Or do you not care?
I like that shit smooth, but like I'm gonna take it off anyway. Mm-hmm. Like that shit. But if you're doing it for me, like I'm appreciated.
Yeah, it gotta be for you.
Yeah, right. You feel
man,
me?
There's been so many times, like I'll go, I'll have the sexiest lingerie on and nothing. Like, by the time it's time to get there, it's gone. You ain't even got to do all that.
Like
you couldn't fuck me with this fishnet
boxers and a
like,
big white t-shirt. They ready
to take it off.
I'm trying to take that shit off anyway.
Like it's crotchless, dude.
You didn't even know this. Like, did you know
the pussy is out? It's ready. It's here. The pussy's on the platter.
It'd be like when I finish, like, babe, did you see these panties?
Let me put them back on.
I pick them up, like, what the fuck was these doing? Like, what is
this? They was on.
Put them back on. Let me see how they look.
Right. Put them back. Let me see.
But if you post that picture on Instagram in that lingerie, then that's a fantasy for them.
I mean,
like,
if you
like
post
foreplay.
Your pussy on Instagram, I'm
not your cootie cat.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm just saying, a picture that. In I'm the lingerie.
Like I feel like y'all should do a song together at some point or something, you know, because I feel some chemistry here.
There's definitely chemistry.
Like an Aries.
Angela.
We all feel it.
Angela's great.
They feel it behind the glass.
Yeah, y'all feel it. If you guys did a song, what would it be called?
I don't know, panties.
What would it be about? Panties.
Lingerie.
The Work It remix. Foreplay.
Whatever you want to be about.
She said she'll let you take the lead.
Yeah.
She don't want that.
She said she like being submissive to the right man.
I come with trouble, though. She thinks she's stuck on her baby daddy.
Me too. We both come with trouble, so.
He said she thick. Ooh.
Like, we're
I'm
gonna,
slim thick. I'm like
no,
six.
Think, no, think, that you think,
think
you
oh, think. Think.
Well, me, oh, Stephanie, and Gigi dad. Gonna leave. We'll be you
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, we'll be back. No, we're just gonna me and Gigi gonna go downstairs and we're gonna smoke. That's it. We gonna leave y'all here alone.
This could be
we
a
gotta
first
talk to Angela in the room back here.
I feel a little spiciness
love connection.
Here.
I said it before we started filming.
And listen, before we get out of here, if you were gonna take Kiyomi on a date, what would you plan?
I mean, I had to fill her out for her and see what type of shit she liked to do, but I'll take her to do something like I like to do.
Like what?
So she gets to know like what type of nigga I am.
So what do you like to do?
I like to do a lot of shit though. Like
I'm
I like,
from the country. I want to go four wheeling, dirt bike.
Okay, so I'll ride dirt bikes.
Oh, swimming. Cool.
Yeah. So like, yeah, I'll tell you. You want to go to, if you in LA and you want to go dirt bike riding,
that's
come dirt
so
bike riding.
Fire.
Take this lace front right off, and okay, I got the good hair to, you know.
Okay, so like we really have a good time because like I like to go to amusement parks and shit like that.
Yeah,
like I like to do like shit. Like I don't like to like. You feel me? We could go to the club and all that shit, but that shit bullshit. Like I could do that a million
times. Cause
you can't
talk. I like
you
the.
Feel me?
I like the.
Yeah, no,
talk
I want to vibe. Like,
will you buy her flight? Will you buy her flight?
For sure. That's not a question that he should ask. That's
listen,
a question.
Listen, like.
Oh, okay. Okay,
sweetheart.
You got it. Boom. Go ahead.
Sweetheart.
I'm gonna let my man say what he gotta say.
Listen, it's
go
like
ahead,
that. They're by their own flight.
Oh, never mind. The date
they're
has
by their own flight to
ended,
come see me.
And we are not.
Yeah, I will buy her flight. I would buy a flight. I don't have a problem doing it. If I want to see you, I want to see you.
Okay, will it be nonstop first class?
It depends on if she's like a first class
wow.
type of chick. Like,
oh my God.
It depends on what type of girl you is because it's like some girls
we're
you don't got
to. We're not talking about what type of girl.
We're talking about her
right
specifically.
Here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll put you on first class.
Okay.
Nonstop.
Of course.
Okay. From Atlanta to LA,
trip?
That ain't really nothing. That's like 800.
Not Spirit or nothing.
What about from New York?
Ladies, I'm going to give the ladies a tip though. If you got all your Sky Miles and stuff in order, you should be able to be upgraded.
I got my Sky Miles in order. George's going to put that code in, and we gonna send her on her way.
Period.
She gonna be right through there. We gonna put you on the first class.
That part.
It's that's gonna come it. Through. You gonna land. We gonna come get you from the airport.
LAX.
And then we gonna go get some food. And then we gonna go to the loft. We gonna chill for a little minute.
This sounds like an
swimming.
Amazing date.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can she wear your chain?
And she want to. She got a post.
I got my own chain. I just don't got it on.
You can wear two. It's nothing wrong with two chains.
Okay. Period. Yeah.
Two chains. You Jane, what I got.
Oh my God, this
listen,
might be
this
our
was
first
unexpected,
love
y'all
on our chin on the
show. This is really cute. Working girl.
Working.
We gonna need girls talk for the tea, okay?
All right. Well, listen, we can't wait to see this go down on you guys' stories on Instagram.
Oh my God.
You're not gonna get in trouble, right?
I don't have no troubles to get into.
So what about all the women you're dating now?
I don't have no troubles to get into.
All my niggas still want me, so I can't say that. I'm trouble. Capital T.
All of them?
All of them.
Even Shad?
Yeah. If we ain't go to jail, we still would have been here, I'm sure.
Ah, shit. Yeah, y'all both got charged.
No, we didn't, actually.
Okay. Oh,
you
didn't?
We got the charges dropped.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just a little bit of the
did you learn a lot from that, though? Like, moving forward and, you know.
Yeah. When you're in a domestic violence situation as a woman, don't call the police.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
I don't think that's
a good. Wait, so you beat
him
up?
I mean, I don't want to promote that to women, but I just, that's what it was for me because I went to jail and I called them for help.
Oh, shit.
You know?
Okay.
Oh, you got some shit going on.
Yeah, no. Like I said, yeah, I'm trouble with a capital T, but you know.
No,
that's
I mean,
you're
only trouble when a nigga lets you be trouble.
You're only trouble when a man doesn't want to let you leave, so.
Do you feel like people kind of like ganged up on you after that or didn't
for
believe
sure.
your side
for
of the story?
For sure, because they didn't know me. And if you see me, like I'm being an Aries, I'm very, I don't like to put my sign on it, but I like to watch the room and I like to observe and then I act and my personality can be a little outlandish if you don't know me, but I'm very loving. But I feel like people just saw what they wanted to see and they're like, oh, she's a gold digger because whatever. I come from money. I don't need anybody else's, but it's good to have. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you're with a man, I feel like he should take care of you if that he's in a position. Mm-hmm. Like, but I feel like they judge me and it was cool for me because I mean, I'm strong. I feel like anybody else in my shoes probably would have crumbled. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I took it and it is what it is.
All right, well, keep it pushing, girl.
For sure. Like, nothing but love for that situation. I've moved past it. I mean, mm-hmm. most importantly, I just wanted an apology, and I never got that.
You still never got it.
Yeah, so, I mean, I had to take that one. Like, it is what it is.
Boy, well, I hope you take that apology to the grave.
Too, right, nigga. For sure. You know it. So, it grave. Is what it is. I had to chalk it up to it is what it is.
Well, maybe one day he will be like, you know what?
I'm sorry.
You want it public or can it be private? Does it
matter
to you?
Nah, it could have been however, like, you know what I'm saying? But I just... For somebody to love you and tell you they love you, like, they wouldn't have let you go through a situation like that. Like, you know what type of person I am behind closed doors. So you should have hit me up whatever type of way. Like, I'm sorry. It is what it is. Like, I don't want none of this.
Well, I'm sorry you went through that.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate the apology.
So if that means anything, see you now. First class. Nonstop.
Yeah.
Now
she got to be able to first class herself too, though.
No, that's true. But yeah, he like wants you. But he wants you to come to LA.
I agree, though. Like, for real, I'm not gonna put no. That's what I was trying to say. Like, I'm not gonna put no girl in a first class flight if you're not already doing that.
Right. Like, but you know, if you want her to come see you, because look, you could also just be like, I'm gonna come to Atlanta.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I'd rather her come like to LA. So like, she already know Atlanta. Mm-hmm. You know, she already out there. Like, come see what I got going on out here.
Okay.
You feel me?
This is cute.
It's a vibe.
It's a vibe.
Yeah. Ain't no pressure. But I mean, if you want it to be some pressure, it could be whatever you want it to be. It ain't no pressure.
Pressure.
I'm sitting like New York was sitting on the bed at this point.
Yeah, see. All right. Well, Kaylin, anything that I know, we didn't even get a chance to really get into all your shit, but this kind of what cool. This is about. But is there anything you want to let us know that we should know? I mean, look, you got the deal with Roc Nation.
Yeah.
You've been putting out some amazing music.
Thank you.
And it's a different type of style for us. So I like that.
Yeah. No, I feel like, you know, being from the West Coast and then being signed to Roc Nation and like get to shine the light on a lot of stuff that we got going on in LA and stuff like that. And just my whole style of music. I don't really feel like nobody's really making music, like the type of music that I'm making for real. Mm-hmm. So, you feel me? I just be trying to be like a little pop star or whatever, you know what I mean?
That's a new song, right?
Yeah, I'm kind of like a pop
April
star.
1st. April 1st.
Yeah, April 1st. Oh, y'all got all the facts. Hell yeah. But nah, for real, like, you know, I just be vibing for real. You know, I'm just trying to make sure everything a vibe, from the music to just me being myself and, you know, all that. So,
All right. Well, this was cute. Mm-hmm. We appreciate y'all both for coming through.
Nah, for
Thank
real.
You for Match.com.
Yes, this has been another episode of Love Connection with your host, Angela Yee.
Listen, this is a first for lip service. So we hope that next time y'all come back, it's together.
Oh, man.
Lip service.
Now she want her baby daddy.